H-E double hockey sticks. That's serious business.
Well, I mean, it is. Anytime you have two hockey sticks, shit's about to go down.
Yeah, it is. That's how you know you're really playing hockey, when you have two.
Okay.
All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 224.
This is a podcast where two drunken primates play retro games for your amusement. I am primate number one. My name is Jerry.
And I am primate number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be continuing what we were playing last week and be playing some more Donkey Kong 64.
We did not almost anything last time, so
we got nowhere last time. Yeah. Like,
well, it's a very long game.
It is long, and it turns out it takes a while to get into it.
Yeah, especially when we didn't know what the fuck we were
yeah
doing.
So I have gotten us a little farther. I've unlocked all the Kongs now, and have a couple more levels unlocked that we can play today.
Cool,
and
cool.
And I know more about the game, so I can right.
So you
know,
can tell me what to do.
Yes,
because I still don't fucking know.
Like, it's pretty straightforward, actually. It makes sense once you realize what you're supposed to do. I wish they would tell you, like in Mario 64, you know, you get a hint of where the star is, you know, when you enter a painting or whatever. There's none of that in this game. Like,
right.
you just kind of have to find them, which is kind of cool. There's a lot of exploration.
It's essentially about all finding, like, the golden banana.
Yeah,
whatever,
which are,
right?
like, the stars in Mario 64. But there's 200 of them, you know, instead of 120 or whatever. And, I don't know. From what I understand, like, you're basically doing the same things in each level. Like, there's five... you know, there's a banana for each Kong where you have to find the blueprint, which is killing this one enemy. You have to find the right colored hair of that enemy and kill it with the right Kong. You know, so like the purple one is Tiny, the yellow one is Donkey, the red one is Diddy, you know, and so on. But anyway, we'll get there.
I didn't understand any of that.
I know. But
hair?
Yeah, these enemies have colored hair. They're Kremlings, and they're big, muscly ones, and yeah. Anyway, we'll get there. But before we get there, how is it going this week, Jurek? Tell me, what are your roses and thorns?
No, I'm not telling you any of that.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. What are your roses and thorns? Tell me one good thing and one bad thing that happened to you this
Everything's
week.
Everything's bad.
Everything's bad.
The world is on fire.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's legit.
Roses don't grow here anymore, man. Deal with it.
Deal with it. Okay. I will. All right. Well, how's it going this week? You don't have to tell me your roses and thorns.
It's going good. Okay. Let's see. What am I doing? School.
School.
Clinicals.
Just fucking taking pictures of people's insides.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Got another comp.
Got another comp. Nice.
I mean, so yeah.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means I'm competent at,
like, you
ankle
say,
X-rays now.
Oh, nice, brah. Nice.
So I did.
When you say comp, I think, like, comp to me means complimentary tickets to a show.
So a comp, as in I'm like competent. I have to get so many throughout the clinicals. You know, like the tech I'm with or whatever will sign off on a thing, essentially. Like, oh, yep, he did everything right.
You're an ankle man now.
Yeah. Yep. Now I've got four.
Okay. Oh, you got four comps. So yep. We got chest.
We got chest.
We got ankles.
Portable chest.
Portable chest. Oh, so you can just bring it to somebody.
It's like a little machine we drive around the hospital for people who are like, luckily I got that one on my favorite type of patient to do portable chests on. Completely flat in their bed and 100% unconscious.
Okay, perfect.
Didn't even know I was there.
All right. I have a question about the portable machine. Can you bring it here and we can do some x-rays on the show?
Sure can't.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I mean, would they, like... how much would they frown upon you taking it out of the hospital?
You would probably get kicked out of school.
You think so? No.
I mean, it's probably costs like 10, 20 grand.
20 grand? Okay. I mean, I don't know. Revelers, if we put a collection together and raise 20 grand so Jurek could buy a
portable x-ray machine.
Yes, a portable x-ray machine. Let's do that. We haven't had a Patreon this whole time. I'm going to make one just so we can raise money to buy a portable x-ray machine so we can do it on the show. What do you think? Okay. Let's do it. Sweet.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yes, it does. I'm glad we're on the same page here. A really good use of money.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Well, cool. You got some comps.
Yeah. Excellent. Some comps. I'm supposed to have like 11 by the end of the semester, so.
And you got four already.
I got four, so
Are you well on your way?
I feel like I'm in good shape.
Okay. Like, so what happens though? My question, I guess, is like, let's say you need a comp on like a wrist or something. Like, is that one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. But nobody comes in with a wrist injury during your semester. Like, that's not your fault.
I just have to have them by the end. Like, I have to have certain ones and a certain amount by like the I don't have to have certain ones this semester.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like,
okay.
Before I graduate.
Oh, before you graduate.
Like, I will.
Okay.
And that a wrist is a very common. I would.
That was just what I could think
of. I would have also probably comped on a wrist on Wednesday when I got my ankle. I would have probably had back-to-back comps.
Back-to-back comps,
but the guy I was doing the wrist on was clearly very drunk and very uncooperative, and I could not get him into the proper position. I got him as close as I could, and then just did it anyways, and then the tech was like, no, we got to do that one again.
Shoot. Almost had a trick.
Because he just wouldn't fucking listen. He was like passing out as I was positioning him, just like resting his head on his shoulder. I'm like, please, hold your wrist right there, and I would let go, and it would just drop down. I'm like, God damn it.
You don't have like a machine, like a vice you can put his hand in or something that'll hold it there? No? Okay. Yeah, I think you should think about getting one of those.
Okay, I'll see.
They make these things called bench vices. We use them all the time in the shop.
Well, that's metal, and that's definitely going to show up in an x-ray.
correct. Okay. Cool.
But yeah,
cool.
Otherwise, good.
Excellent. Yeah,
did some hiking today again.
Nice.
Friday has kind of become mine and Abby's hiking day.
Your hiking day. Excellent.
Granted, that's going to end
Real soon here because of all the weather.
Yeah.
It's cold AF.
It's getting cold.
Yes, it is.
I don't know about cold AF.
Well, I don't know. It was pretty cold today. I also did some hiking today, which was awesome. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you doing, man?
I'm good. I went hiking today. I have been hanging out with a nice young lady, which is cool. So... but we went hiking today. We went to Taylor's Falls and way up there. Not way up there, but you know, it's like an hour away. But I don't know, it was cool. Yeah, we went to a sculpture park today. I don't know, it was fun. But yeah, like the rest of the week, I don't know. I've been working on a show, like, which is so cool. Like on Monday, I get to send out contracts to people. Like, I'm so jazzed. I've never been this jazzed about contracts before, but like, I'm making a contract and I get to freaking, like, I've done it a million times, you know, but
obviously.
but I don't know, for some reason it feels so special right now. Like, I get to make these contracts and I get to send them out and I get to tell people like, hey, if you do this work for us, we will pay you this amount of money and it's going to be so awesome. I don't know. It's very fun. I don't know. Turns out I really like, you know, making entertainment. Like, that's what I do for a living, and not being able to do it for the last 6 months has been a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like the thing I've spent my entire life building up to is just non-existent anymore.
Yep.
Which is a little bit like, oh God, what have I done? But who could have seen that coming? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, my wife is going through the same issues.
Yep, she is. She is. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so I've been working on a show. I don't know. It's, yeah. I don't know. I've had a good week. Yeah. So
good.
Yeah. But tell the revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. 120 stars complete.
He did it.
In the bag.
Ultra combo.
Yes. Yes, Jurek. You did it. How does it feel?
It feels good. I don't want to ever play TikTok Clock or Rainbow Ride or whatever again.
Did
I
you
can do without those?
The 100 coins, is that what?
The fucking I didn't really have too much trouble on TikTok Clock
with
actually 100 getting 100
really?
Coins.
Okay.
But
did you have to have the clock moving?
No.
Oh, you could stop it and still get 100?
You just got to be a little clever and be good with some like
some jumpies.
Some like the like, you know, quick like turn around, like side flip kind of thing, and doing that next to a wall and then jumping off the wall.
Oh, okay.
That got me up to some places where otherwise you
couldn't get there. Yeah, there's one spot. It's
like some
halfway like
elevator
up.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't go otherwise.
Yep. You gotta do one of those.
Interesting.
Run forward a bit, then do the little backflippy thing, and then jump off the wall, and then you'll get up to where you need to be.
I know the part you're talking about, and when I was doing it with the clock stopped, actually, I must have figured it out because I got up, I got all the way to the thwomp or near the thwomp with it stopped, but I just did a wall jump off.
Oh,
the
maybe
thing.
I
like,
could have just done that.
I mean, it seems easier though, like because it was, I had to do it a bunch of times before I actually got the height I needed. So that's actually the right move. I should have done that. And that's one of my standard moves in Mario is the quick pivot jump.
Oh, yeah.
Like that is, like, that's pro level play right
there. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, but then fucking Rainbow Ride on. At least two occasions, I got to like 97 coins and then fucking fell off with the coins I needed, like literally right in front of me. Like they were right there. The first one was
Mamma Mia.
The first one was just a screw up that I kind of like jumped a little too far or whatever. The second time I did it was just me being cocky and stupid and just being like, oh yes, they're right here. I'm gonna go. I just ran right off the side. What the fuck?
See, that is
fall
though,
to my death.
I feel like you wouldn't have done that in the original N64
version.
Probably
not.
Like for some reason, I think it's the distance the control stick travels. It's really hard to be precise on the Switch version.
Definitely took some getting used to. But I got 120 stars.
Nice.
And
did you go
Bowser.
See Yoshi?
Oh fuck yeah.
Oh fuck.
He gave
me
100
lives.
100
lives. He gives you a bunch of lives that you don't need.
Yeah, I know. But he like here's 100 lives. Okay, I'm done with the game.
Yeah,
thanks,
like,
Yoshi.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck, Yoshi?
What do I need these for?
I think he should have given you one more star so you could, you know, there would have been, you could 101% at it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
If you know about Yoshi being up there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Just hanging out on top of the castle for some fucking reason.
Yeah, like in the back. Like, what the fuck, Yoshi? Like, why don't you just come down and I could have rode you and, you know, and
we
like. Could
have done this shit together, bro.
Like, isn't that what you exist for, to help me? I don't know.
Like, so that I can, like, jump off you and you fall to your death and I'm saved?
Yeah. I've done it a million times. Yeah.
Killed so many Yoshis.
Poor Yoshi.
But yeah. Done
cool.
with Mario.
Done with Mario. Congratulations.
Why, thank you. What have you been playing?
This week, I played quite a bit of Donkey Kong 64.
Nice.
Which we'll get there in a sec. Which has been a blast, actually. But but I also have been playing some Super Smash Brothers, as I do. Kind of actually big news this week. I got my Simon to Elite accidentally. I was not paying attention. Like, I just was having fun with Simon. I was just dicking around. Like, because turns out 95% of people online have no idea how to deal with projectiles. Also, there's from playing online versus playing in person or like locally, you know, there's like 4 frames of input delay or 5 or something like that, but it does make a difference. It makes it a little harder to react to things like projectiles. So like Simon is much more powerful online than he is offline. But That said, I still got him to elite, and I feel like it's kind of difficult to get Simon to elite because nobody plays him. But also maybe that is why I could get him there so easy is because nobody plays him, and nobody has fought him very much. So like there's matchup unfamiliarity there. Like people just don't know what to do. Also, Simon is B button the character. You just fucking throw shit. Like just keep fucking throwing shit and like nobody knows what to do. And it's hilarious. I just laugh and laugh. But anyway, I was just playing and all of a sudden it was like, you've unlocked elite with this character. Oh. Sweet. Like right. I wasn't even paying attention. But it was also kind of a confidence boost. Like, oh, okay. I put almost 2,000 hours into this game. I guess I am kind of good with, you know, like, I don't know. Like, and being an elite is not like a huge measure of how good you are. You know, like you can certainly cheese your way into elite, which maybe I was doing with Simon. Like,
yeah, just throwing shit.
Just throw shit. I mean, there's more to it than that, but basically that's it. Just fucking throw shit. Yeah. Like nobody gets around it, and it's so funny every time.
I mean, anyway, after 2,000 hours, you should just have everyone in elite.
I mean, theoretically, the like all the pros have everyone in elite, oh. But I don't.
I mean, if you want to be the very best.
Which, you know, I do, and I will be.
Like no
MK
one.
Leo, I'm coming for you, bro.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think so. I think
gotta catch them all, man.
Gotta catch them all. Fucking beat all the pros at Smash.
Damn, yeah, right.
I've fought a couple pros, and you know, I can hold my own. I get wrecked, but I can hold my own. Anyway, so yeah, Smash has been fun. Also, Steve came out this week.
Yeah.
And so Steve has brought all
Steve.
That's the best part of Steve is the character select screen when you choose Steve, the announcer, Steve. I just think it's so fucking funny. Like they're, you know, like I don't know, Diddy Kong, Mario, Yoshi, Steve. Like it's just like so out of place. I don't know. It's pretty funny. Also, it's I don't know, it's kind of fun. He's kind of fun. He's not like I'm not gonna put very much time into him. But
I want you to have him to elite by next week.
All right. Well, is that your I actually could probably do it because I barely played any matches with him. And I think actually like if you look at my stats right now, Steve is the second highest GSP because the first match I played with him, I won and it goes all the way up, like almost to elite right away. Geez. Like, because it doesn't know it takes like 10 or 15 matches before the game really like knows where you should be. Yeah. So like he's actually like, if you look at my stats, it says I have the second highest GSP with Steve, but that's untrue. You know, like I do, I guess I have that GSP with him, but I haven't played him, you know, like, I don't know. Also, I promptly lost it. Whoa.
Gotcha.
Something weird's happening above us here. I don't know.
Dropping shit.
Anyway. So yeah, Steve's out. He's kind of fun. I don't know. What I like about it is it's brought out all the people who just want to play Steve and have not been playing Smash Brothers for 2 hours a day for the last 2 years, you know,
right.
Like, and those people are bad at the game. It is very fun to beat them up. I know that sounds kind of mean, but it's great. Yeah. Anyway, so I've been playing Smash. That's what I've been doing. And a little Animal Crossing, of course.
Yeah. Got to get all that Halloween shit.
Oh my God. My island is, I've gotten a little crazy with the pumpkins.
Have you seen our account, Abby?
No, I haven't. So, I want to come over.
I mean, I guess there's not tons of decorate, but we have way more pumpkins than any person
will ever need. She's like, I was like, Abby, I planted way too. We were texting. This was like when pumpkins first came out, and I texted her, and I was like, I have way too many pumpkins. Like, I just harvested my first round, and I have 140 pumpkins. She goes. I have 480. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that's so many.
She planted a huge field. Like, our whole, like, the flower all field down below, like, the orchard and stuff is all just pumpkins.
All pumpkins.
And then there's more somewhere else, too.
Oh, I
mean, we have pumpkins coming out of our umpkins, man.
You got pumpkins coming out of your umpkins. If I was still doing titles of the show based on things that we said, that would be the title. Pumpkins coming out of our unkins. But yeah, I take my pumpkins and I make decorations every day. I make about 20 different decorations. My island is spooky AF right now.
I have a lot of work to do when the Halloween is over.
I got to get rid of all of it, but I'm going to make so much money. I know, but there's no like Thanksgiving decorations, you know?
Well, maybe there will be.
There'll be Christmas decorations for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. But yeah, I don't know. My island is spooky AF right now, and I love it. I got the hiccups too. Yikes.
Uh-oh.
Anyway.
Show's ruined.
Well, we don't have three questions this week.
We don't.
Well, should we move on and play this
game?
Drink
some whiskey and play some DK.
Donkey Kong. So last week we played this game, and we didn't even talk about the best part of this game, which is the fucking intro song. The DK rap, it's legendary. And
it's legendary for being like terrible.
Yeah, but it's the greatest. It's so great. I love it so much. Like the DK rap. In fact, Revelers, I'm going to, after the theme song ends at the end of the show, the outro this week is going to be just the straight up the DK rap. Okay. I actually meant to do it on last week's episode, but I definitely forgot. But I'm going to do it this week for sure, because it's just so wonky. It's just like, what were they thinking? Like, they were like, you know what? We're going to do a rap and it's going to be so hip.
Yeah.
But it's like the worst rap you've ever heard.
Like I read... No, I don't have it. On like the Wikipedia thing, it said that kind of the game's director or whatever essentially like came up with the whole thing. It's him rapping it, him and another person, I think.
Yeah, I think there's one rapper and there's one guy who goes, huh!
Yeah. And like he came to the music composer with this idea and had him, you know, make up some music and all this shit. And then, yeah, the game director is the one rapping everything.
It's like, come on, guys. Like, this is how you wanted to showcase your rap skills? Yeah. Okay. They, I don't know. There's some funny rhymes in there. I love, like, something like honey rhymed with mummy, but talking about your mom.
Yeah,
like, it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's not honey even, but
no,
I don't know.
I don't remember what it is.
It's some weird rhyme. It doesn't work. It's like, they just, like, really stretched it. I don't know. But the DK rap is fucking legendary. Like, it's in Smash Brothers. It's one of the stage songs you can choose. I mean, granted, there's 800-900 songs in Smash Brothers. But,
they've had people before on, the GDQ Games Done Quick things rap. When I think they were playing Donkey Kong 64 or something, and somebody came up and did the whole
thing. Yes. And it's just so stupid.
With the whole crowd, like, doing it right along with it.
Right, of course. Because, like, just before we started recording, I turned the game on. Jurek went to use the restroom, and I just, like, stood in my living room singing along with the song. Because it's, like, karaoke style. They give you
words right there.
Yeah. It's fucking sweet. I don't know. DK rap, fucking amazing. Anyway, I think we should get to this game.
Let's do it.
And first, we better take a shot. However,
obviously,
our only rules are
we encourage you to drink along with us.
That is correct. We do encourage you to drink along with us. I messed up our rhythm. Oh, my God. But, of course, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay, I feel really ready for DK64. I think, do you want to go first? Or do
sure.
you want...
tell me where to go.
Okay, I will tell you where to go. First, you have to go into options. Options is key, as it turns out, in this game. So I've learned a lot since we since we played last. You want to go into options. You have to change it every time. It doesn't save. It doesn't save for your specific save file. I think it should, but it doesn't.
Options,
screen size, widescreen. That means the cutscenes will be bigger and look nicer. Chimpy cam, free. And keep going. Keep pressing right. Story skip on. There we go. And now press B. And now go into the banana and start our adventure. So let's see where I got. I don't even know what our percent is. We're game two.
Game two?
Yep. So 17%. 17%. 37 bananas.
Five hours and 40 minutes.
See, I played a good amount this week.
Good job, man. Good
I mean,
job.
We played for maybe, what, 40 minutes last week?
I was worried you were just going to still play Smash all week.
I wanted to, but I was like, nope, I have to play Donkey Kong 64. Also, when I started playing, I couldn't stop. Like, I really had some fun with this game. Go to...
Can I use these to warp somewhere?
Yes, number four. Go to four.
How do I do it?
Press Z on it. There we go.
You got zipped up in a banana.
You got zipped up in a banana. Now go up those steps, and we're going to go to the Frantic Factory.
This looks spooky, man.
It is spooky AF, man. These bats won't let you up there. Right in there? Yes. Okay. So this is the third level. You want to go in that big blue door there.
This one?
Yep. Big so I door. Guess I lied a doors? Little bit. These doors give you hints. Oh, like, oops. So...
Get out of
she's,
here, Granny.
Donkey must climb up. See, she's going to tell you how to get a banana.
Oh, okay.
Like, so there is, they don't, there's no like, you know, like when you start a level, you don't have to like choose a banana to get. You can get all 25 bananas.
It doesn't throw you out of the level when you get
no,
one.
No, which is sweet. So like, you can get all five with Donkey Kong, then switch to Diddy and get all five with him. Okay. You know, like you can get them all without getting out of the level, which is actually a nice feature. And confession time, I was using a guide.
I mean,
because like without it, it's just a lot of running around trying to, you know, figure out what to do.
Right.
So let's just look here. Let's get one of Donkey's things here. Not Jungle Japes. This is the Frantic Factory. Frantic Factory Chunky. Nope. We want Donkey. Unless you want to be another guy. You haven't played some other guys yet.
That's true.
I mean, that's up to you. I think I have one with Donkey in this level. Press start once, just so we know where we're at. And then press R. I have zero with Donkey. If you scroll the wheel now, I have zero with Chunky. I have one with Lanky. And that was the free Chunky. Chunky was in this level, yeah. So that's as far as I got. I wanted to get all five Kongs unlocked. I also messed up a little bit. I thought... I wasn't paying attention when I got the second key from the bosses, and he actually unlocked two levels that you can get to, and I only saw the one, so I thought you needed 30 bananas to get Chunky Kong, but you only needed 15. So that's why I have 37 bananas, is because I was mistaken. But anyway, okay, let's see. What do you want to do with Donkey Kong and the Frantic Factory?
Anything.
I know. You want to... Here we go. The Donkey Kong arcade game. You get to play the arcade game,
Perfect.
Greg.
I definitely want to do that.
Okay, from the beginning... Are you at the beginning?
Close.
From the beginning, take the left tunnel.
Yep, that's where I am.
Okay. You'll get to the production room. Oh, and you want to go to the storage room. Okay. So I know where the... Oh, go down. Turn around. That's the production room that you can see, but there's glass there, which is hard to tell. Jump on that pole behind you and go down. Yes. You automatically grab poles, which is sweet. And those, see, there's green bananas. Those are for Chunky. Like, Chunky gets green bananas.
Okay.
Oh, but get those yellow ones over there. You want these coins. These are the coins. They're like banana coins or something. I don't know. But you want those coins... to buy upgrades, like from Cranky or Candy or Funky. So anyway, go down here. Is this where you're supposed to go?
It seemed like the only way to go.
Okay, yeah, go right. Yeah, production room. Okay, so we're in the production room, and then actually go around either that way or the other way. It doesn't matter. See, that's one of the guys with the colored hair. So that's red hair. So Diddy needs to kill this guy to get the blueprints.
Okay.
The metal guys, they're metal Kremlings. They take like a billion. Go into the storage room to the right. Yep.
Right here?
Yep.
Storage room.
Okay, so that's where we need to go. And in the center of this place, there's a DK pad. Oh, yeah. Press Z while on it. Right there. There it is. Boom. It's going to take you to the fucking Donkey Kong arcade.
What's that mean?
Oh, actually, it's going to take you to a sweet barrel level. Hang on. Okay. So there is these cool first-person
weird
barrel,
man.
Levels, yeah. But there's no, you can't control it except like it does it itself. So you just have to press A at the right time. You just have to time it. Yep.
This is shit's
What is that? Go get in that. I think that's what you want to do. Oop. Okay. Oh, yes. Get in there right there. Boom. I'm assuming that's what you want
to
do.
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like it was telling me to. Oh, yes. Look at that arcade machine,
Donkey
man.
Kong arcade machine, y'all. We did it. I don't actually know what that just did. Hang on. All right. Yeah, when you see a red ring floating in the air, shoot yourself at it, then shoot yourself through the DK star.
Where's that arcade
machine?
Oh,
we don't have the gorilla grab. Okay, we need to find Cranky. Shit. Those are headphones. Those will refill your music meter.
What the fuck does that mean?
So each Kong has an instrument that they play. Donkey plays the bongos. You know, Donkey Konga, if you will.
Remember that game?
Yeah, there was bongos for the GameCube. Yeah, it was fucking sweet. Like, there's people who will, like, beat, like...
Dark Souls
with the Donkey Konga bongos, you know? Like, it's fucking crazy. Anyway,
where did that arcade machine go? Can I play it?
Well, you need a special move. I don't know where Cranky is in this level. If you exit the level and go to Cranky, we can just come right back in and get back here. I don't know. Is that not what we want to do?
Hard to say, man.
It is hard to say. Cranky's in here somewhere.
He's not in this barrel.
He's not in the barrel. No, he'll have his little lab somewhere. I just don't know where he is in this level. I know where he is in a couple other levels, in two other levels.
How is he going to help us then if he's not in?
It doesn't matter where you talk to him. He'll give you the upgrade if you have the coins to pay for it, which I'm sure you
do.
Oh,
we need an upgrade.
We need an upgrade. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
You found him. Siak. Yeah, go. No, talk to Cranky before you talk to Candy, because we definitely want Cranky's upgrade first.
Candy will give me an upgrade too.
Candy gives you the musical instruments.
Oh.
Also, she is way over sexualized. Like, oh, God. She has these like N64 square boobs, and like, I don't know. And she like, when you talk to her, she's like, "Hey, Donkey Kong, why don't you come a little closer and I'll show you how to use your move." Like, she's Jeez. Like, it's like, calm it down, Candy. Like, just a little bit. The gorilla grab. That's what we need.
That's what we need.
Yep. Okay. Okay, so we need to go back to where we were, but also go to Candy while you're here and see if she'll give you an upgrade. Just because. All right. Did he give it to you? Yeah, we got it. Yeah, he'll not let you have another one. And I'm pretty sure I have enough coins with Donkey to get whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. They all cost 5 or 10 or something.
That one was seven.
Was that one 7? That's the most expensive one I've seen though so far. What does Candy say?
Oh, whoa.
She's look at her square boobs. It's your lucky day, Donkey. Just for 5 coins, I can now upgrade your instrument. Yeah, you can, Candy. Get it, girl. Get it. Yeah, hit yes. All Kongs upgrade 1. We got all Kongs upgraded?
Apparently. That's what it said.
Shit. That's pretty sweet. Okay. I've upgraded all your instruments so they got more musical energy. Ah, okay. So if you use your...
You have all the latest stuff for me. Come see me later, okay?
Like, the musical instruments, there's little pads with, like, a trombone or a bongo or, like, because Lanky plays the trombone. Tiny plays the saxophone. Diddy plays the guitar. Donkey plays the bongos. And Chunky plays the triangle. But there's little pads that you can play your music on. And if you do that, it'll like unlock something. See, like, so this enemy here, Tiny, wants to kill to get the blueprint.
I don't know where I'm going.
I think you're going the right way. Maybe
I don't know
not.
Where that game was.
I think it's this way. I actually am completely making that up. I have no idea.
Hey, there it is.
Yes.
Nailed it.
So now you need to use your donkey grab. I didn't pay attention to how it was used, but
apparently I just press B.
Yep, there we go. And now you'll play this arcade game. And you have to do something. I don't know. You have to
like,
get a certain
score. Do I play this
score.
As Donkey Kong because I'm the bad guy then?
Well, that is correct.
You know,
you have to beat the game.
You can't beat Donkey Kong.
Well, you don't have to get the kill screen, but I think you just have to go. I don't know. I don't know how to put credits in. I don't know how to do anything. I love this game so much. The original Donkey Kong is like my fucking jam. I love this game. This is also very clearly not the arcade version. This is an N64 port. but still fucking good. Don't get that hammer. Oh my god, these barrels move faster than fucking lightning. Why are these barrels moving so fast at this level of the game? Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so you just had to beat it.
Damn it.
Oh, you
don't come down there.
You chose porn.
Game over my ass.
Game over, Derek. Game over, bruh. You only get
one
life.
Life. What the fuck was that?
Maybe if you get 10,000 points. Yeah, try as many times as you gotta. Or if you try too many times, can I try?
Yes. You're better at Donkey Kong than me.
I love Donkey Kong. I've actually...
I mean, I enjoy Donkey Kong.
I've put like 10 or 15 hours into the Switch version of Donkey Kong, which is an arcade perfect port.
Is it?
Which is the only arcade perfect port ever, and that's why I put so many hours into it, is because I love it, so fucking much.
Is it the one on Switch Online?
It's the it's the one you have to buy it. It's like it's the Arcade Archives Donkey Kong. But it's the only arcade perfect port ever, like, which is sweet. Like, every other version is wonky. You know? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, Drake. You play this game differently than I do. Oh, my God.
I
give it another try. It's okay. Give it another try. You can do this. You can do this.
I didn't mean to turn around.
I believe in you, Drake.
How do you play this game?
I get the hammer up there.
Why?
Because you get more points. I'm a high score kind of guy. So,
well,
like,
I mean, yeah, but I'm just trying to.
You're just trying to beat it. I know. But if you get the hammer, you have to wait a little bit before you can go up
there.
Well, yeah, but it also is safe. You know, mostly safe. You still can get hit by barrels with a hammer, but yeah,
safe for a little bit. But then,
yeah,
you still got to climb that fucking.
You
got to
climb
ladder.
That ladder. You just got to time it right. Like, yeah. you just mistimed it last time. That was all it was.
Well, the last time I just.
Do you start with a score of 9,500, or is that what you had last?
The
time?
High? No, that's.
Oh, that's the high score.
That's the high score.
Oh God, that was dangerous. And the move you just pulled. Oh my god. It's
double
okay.
Barrel.
It's okay. You got this. You got this. One more try.
Okay, so change of plans. Instead of playing Donkey Kong 64,
we're playing,
Donkey
original
Kong.
Donkey Kong via Donkey Kong 64. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Grab the lever, you damn dirty ape.
You damn dirty ape. Sometimes you just want to yell at these fucking monkeys. Like, honestly, Tiny is the hardest to control for me. And it's only because the way she moves, she's so little that, like, her steps are big. Because she still moves the same distance as, like, Donkey and everybody else. But, like, she's little. So, like, her animation throws you off. I don't know. Like, I want you to play as Tiny, actually, a little bit to see if you experience the same thing I did. I don't know. In the original arcade, you can... Well, not on the first level, I guess. Never mind. Don't get the hammer. Just go. Nope. Okay. Well, I mean, you can do it. You can do it, Dre.
Well,
I have faith in you.
I mean, let's play Donkey Kong 64.
Actually, can I just do it once?
Just do it. See what happens.
I actually want to just play this just to see.
It just feels weird on an N64.
I know. Like, I feel like that's what's probably throwing you off, but.
Like, I have played the original Donkey Kong way more on NES than I have in arcade.
And this is not the NES port either.
It's not.
No. Also, like.
Also, it feels weird
to play
with
stick,
N64. Yeah. Joystick.
Like, I like playing with a joystick, but a real arcade joystick,
right.
not a control.
I mean,
stick.
Obviously, it's still very much doable, and I was just screwing up because of weird, mostly control issues that it just felt slightly off, but.
Oh my god, it is weird.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, not today, Donkey. He tried to fucking drop a barrel right on my head, but not today.
But he is you.
He is me. I know. That's what it's weird. Like, we're playing. Boom.
Oof.
I didn't even get points for that, for jumping over that barrel. Okay, we beat the first level. Sorry, Drake. I did it on my first try.
Oh, I knew you
I'm a little bit more experienced with... Oh, my God. We got to play Pies.
What the fuck is this?
Pies is fucking hard.
Never even seen this level.
This, I know. This is only in the arcade.
You're on like conveyor belts?
Yep.
Is that why you couldn't run?
This is the pie level. Oh, shit. There's going to be a pie coming.
Fuck this is.
I'm going to get up
like,
here.
What?
Did it.
You don't have to.
This is the pie level. It's actually the concrete factory.
Is it always in the rotation?
Yep. I mean, it's always, it's like, it's a, there's four levels in Donkey Kong, but most people would tell you there's three.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I mostly know three, but yeah. I mean, I know there's four. I guess I didn't realize that level still didn't really look familiar to me, though.
That's the pie level. That's, oh, shit, I died. Fuck, do I have to start all the way over now?
Or do, probably.
Like, I have it's no game lives?
Over. You know, it's game you don't get over? Lives, man.
Oh, but I got a high score. I'm going to all A's it. All A. How do you,
end.
Oh, you have to hit end.
Your name was registered.
All right. Thanks, game. All right. Can I have one more try? I need one more try. And then what are we at time? All right.
Do it one more time.
How do you do this? You stand here and press
B. You got to get lined up just right.
Okay. We're just going to play original Donkey Kong 64. Or no, Donkey Kong.
Original Donkey Kong.
Via Donkey Kong 64.
Within Donkey Kong 64.
God. What? It's so meta. Like, this is meta AF. Fuck. I love it. Also, the colors are all wrong. The beams should be more pink. They're super red in this. I'm gonna nitpick this yeah. fucking shitty port of the Donkey Kong arcade game in Donkey Kong 64. I actually don't know if it's a shitty port. I think it's actually kind of a faithful port.
But
I'm not
the
positive.
Arcade one or an NES? I guess if it's got the pie level, it must supposed to be.
Oh, this is the arcade one. Yeah, if the pie level's there, it's the arcade for sure. Boom, we did it. Okay, with a 4,000 bonus, I usually get there with like 3,500, but that's because I use the hammer and get more points. But the pie level is tough. You have to this first fire. Oh shit! Oh my god!
Pie kills you, I assume.
Yes.
If you touch it.
Yep. And it's not pie. It's actually slabs of concrete.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you just have to get up to the top.
Yeah, you don't
there.
Have
you
to
don't
get
have
all
to get
the way
to
the princess in this one. You just have to get to the top floor. Okay, here's Springs. Springs is kind of tough. It's not really tough. You just have to time it right. I'll have to... Oh, shit. I timed it completely wrong. All right. I'm going to give the controller back to Drake. And
I mean, you can... play
well,
now in the regular game.
I'll play the regular game for a little bit. How do I?
You gotta go all the way over to end.
Oh, you can't go down. You can't go down or up.
I think if you had gone left from A, I think that's how you got.
Yeah,
the
you gotta
round.
Go. You gotta go left from A, but you can't go down or up. You only can go left or right
weird.
On the name entry screen, and there's three lines. All right, let's see where else we have to go with Donkey. I mean, we can get Donkey Kong learns how to count. Okay, we need to get back to the beginning of the level. I don't know how to. I do not know how to get there. This way.
Sure.
Gotta be this way, right?
I mean, obviously, yes.
No idea. Yeah, obviously, yes.
Yeah, you go down that.
Jerick, do we have a discussion question this week?
I mean, I still have, I guess, one more from
Abby. From Abby's
from
list?
Before.
All right, what do we got? Actually, I'm going to.
I mean, I guess there's two.
Character.
Let's go with this.
All right.
Well, I mean, we'll interpret this maybe our own way.
Our own way. Okay, okay.
The way it's phrased, I mean, I don't... It's so, do you think professional video gamers are like athletes? Why or why not?
Like esports?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking she's meaning like esports. Are esports people, would you consider them athletes?
No, not at all.
That's why
they're not athletes.
I know,
but they
are
competitors.
They are competitors and stuff. But I mean, I've always had taken issue kind of with the term
esports. Yeah,
and I think that's why. Like, I respect professional video gamers. I mean, sometimes I get mad at the whole situation, but mostly just because I'm jealous that they're getting paid millions of dollars to play
to
fucking
play
video
fucking
games.
Fucking video games, these guys.
But I would never, consider them to be athletes.
No, not.
Nor do I consider being a playing professional video games competitively a sport?
I mean, I think it might be a sport. Like, I'm not going to lie. I have watched many a Smash Brothers tournament. Like,
right.
And enjoyed it. You know, like I don't know. I
mean, yes, it's entertaining and stuff, but I still don't necessarily know that it is a... I mean, it takes, like... Why can't I... having trouble with my word brains.
Yes, you are having trouble with your word brains. I don't know. I do not know what you're trying to
my
say.
My mind grapes.
Your mind grapes? Oh, that's your brain. I get it.
Yeah.
That's a donkey barrel. Here we go. This is one.
Like, it takes dexterity is the word I'm looking
yes.
for. And like finesse and all that stuff. But yeah, I still like. I know.
You don't think there's. I mean,
I don't know.
It's not a sport.
Yeah, I don't really
well,
consider
maybe.
It to be a sport
it's
or
a
them
sport.
Athletes.
I don't think they're athletes. But oh my god, I'm dropping the controller. That's how.
It's definitely yes. It's entertainment, and it takes a great deal of skill to play at that level.
It does. Like, I mean, like really, the only game I've ever put time into competitively is Smash, but. Or even watched competitively.
Right.
From what I understand, there's some serious, seriously intense League of Legends battles.
Oh, God. League of Legends, like,
but
esports things will draw crowds of, like, 100,000 people. Like, they'll fill in like, Japan and whatnot. A League of Legends, like, championship could easily probably fill, like, U.S. Bank Stadium.
Holy shit. Like...
like, sold-out capacity crowd.
I mean, honestly, like, there has been a few Smash events that have been... and I always come back to Smash, obviously, but there, you know, that have garnered over 100,000 viewers, you know? Like it's usually Evo
right.
or something else, but, you know, some major, but...
No, for some reason, yeah, the League of Legends stuff, which I just, I don't under, I don't get.
I don't get,
I
League,
don't
of
get League of Legends
at all.
Or like Dota or any of those MOBAs.
Yeah, I do not understand at all what they're doing.
Me neither.
Like, and
but they're huge.
They are huge. Like,
and those guys get paid a shit ton of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I thought I killed them. Just fucking.
How do you fucking kill these
you
guys?
You throw the bombs at them, but I can't hit him. There, he's dead.
Is he?
He's going to give me two
he's
life
not
bars,
dead.
Though. Yeah. Oh, he's not dead. What the fuck?
He's a fucking wind-up toy, and he won't stop.
Normally, I just toss the bomb at him, and he fucking dies. There we go. He's dead.
There. Now he's
all right.
Now he's
I just couldn't
dead.
Hit him.
Yes, okay, now he's actually dead.
But he gives you two life bars, which he took away
you
like
mean
a
two
billion.
Pieces of watermelon.
Two pieces of watermelon. My bad. What's over here? Anything?
Still don't understand why watermelon is life for
I actually
apes.
Don't know where I'm going. Because, also, if you notice, I have two watermelons.
I
we
do
only
know.
Had
I
one watermelon
yeah.
last
okay, I
time.
Thought so.
I
wasn't 100% sure on that,
yep,
but...
Yep.
What are those, like, crystal things down? You have 10 of them.
The crystals, so, like, each character has a move. Like, you can jump in a barrel... and when you jump in that barrel, your move is activated. And the crystals are how long you can use the move. So
okay.
They're like a timer. So like they go down, not every second, but every 5 seconds or something, you lose a crystal or whatever. So you like.
But do you
like,
have to recollect them? Or
yeah, yeah.
It, or it's that it's 10 is what it starts at every time.
No, it actually starts at 20. So okay. Like I have less than we need right now. But... but also, most things that you need to use a special move like that for, you don't need 20 crystals to do, you know? Sorry, I'm trying to read this fucking thing. Okay, so, and climb up the pole. When you get past the door that reads testing department, turn right and continue through the tunnels. Okay, did I get to a door that read testing department?
I have no idea.
Oh, I bet
I don't know where
this
the fuck
looks
you are.
Like
this
Donkey
probably...
Learns to Count.
Right? It does.
Within enormous mountain of blocks. Okay.
Yep.
At the right, there are three blocks with their tops being blown off every few seconds. Use the middle block to reach the path above it. Oh my god. See, like everything's so convoluted.
It
in
is
this game.
Very
like,
complicated.
But it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, these things.
Oh, here's the blocks. There's a use the middle one. It said.
All yep. Right.
And I can't even like. I can't even get up there with a normal jump. Like, come on. There we go.
Nope.
Like, come on. Why can't you get up there with a normal jump? And you won't grab onto
fucking
it.
Grab the ledge.
Yeah.
You're right. A goddamn ape.
You're a goddamn ape.
You can climb trees, but you can't grab the ledge of this fucking thing.
There's these fairies
what
all
the,
over
yeah,
the place.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I feel like eventually you get a camera that you can take pictures of the fairies with, but I've not gotten that yet.
You gotta do some shit right here.
Yeah, I don't know what we do.
You probably gotta jump on that donkey thing down there.
Oh, yes.
And that'll...
That'll activate whatever
it'll
it is.
Start your game.
All right, here we go.
You're going to learn to count, man.
60 seconds. I don't know what we have to do.
I'm assuming you kind of go in order. There's two over there.
Two.
Three.
Where's
up
three?
In the corner. Top left. Nope, that's five.
That's five.
Here other it is. Corner.
Three.
Four is over there.
Where's five?
Five
oh, I already hit
just
it.
Just tried to stomp on.
Okay. Oh,
six
shit, I fell
opposite
off.
Corner.
Oh, my God.
Nope. That's nine.
Oh, right here. That's six and nine is hard. yeah. Here's seven.
69.
There's no way to seven. Do all these.
Sure,
where's eight?
Eight's up there.
I'm going to need some assistance here.
Nine down in the bottom, then 10 back up by eight.
10 back up by eight. 10.
11 right there.
Oh, shit. I'm not going to do
12
it this time.
12 up in the corner. 13 right to it. Oh.
You can't fall off. Like,
yeah.
It's over. Okay, hang on. Let's wait 3 seconds and start it again. All right. All right, here we go.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right, now we know what to do, though, or we think we know what to do. What if it's wrong? Like,
I mean, it seems right because they weren't going down if you hit them
where's two?
Correctly.
Are they
right
in the
there.
Same
They're
spots?
They're in the same spots.
I still don't know where that is. I'm going to need...
Four up the corner. Or no, four right there. Nope. Not right there, right there.
Right there.
Five in the corner.
Six
in the
opposite
corner.
Seven's like up
Seven's
here somewhere.
Right up there.
Oh my God. Okay.
Eight.
Where's nine? Right here. Where's 10? I don't
ten
see where.
10 is up top. Right there.
Where's 11? Right here.
Right there.
Where's 12 up in the corner?
Up in the corner. 13's right next to it. You're going to miss.
Oh,
you're
going
to fall.
13's right here.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Fuck.
You're so close. You got this. You got plenty of time.
Yeah,
don't,
if I
don't
fuck
don't
it up.
Fucking fall off,
I fucked
man.
Up everything.
It's fine.
Here we go.
You
I got
12 seconds to get this last one. Jesus Christ. Swear to God, if you don't get this, no.
Okay, we got it. Oh, my God.
You only have to count to 16.
That was nuts. All right, well, we got a banana,
you
so
got
that's
the banana.
Good. See, like, it takes a while banana, to get all the bananas, yeah. Although I feel like I got 30 bananas in, like, an hour yesterday, so... I don't know, but I was also, you know, I could take the time, like, we weren't on the show to, like, you know, like, oh, now I have to read the the description of how to get this banana and blah, 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 blah. All right, hang on. We can do another one here. Go right until you take the right tunnel until you reach the production room.
Wait, where's the... Can we get to that slot car level? Is that or is that, gonna
that is
forever?
In this level. Be,
that's in
be
this
chunky,
level?
Yep. Or no, be tiny. I think you want to be
how
tiny.
How do I? Where is the
You
got to
find a barrel.
Barrel.
Tiny slot car derby. Okay. Yeah, find tiny, actually. If you can find her, I think it's close to here. There's got to be a barrel in this. Yeah, it's right up there. That shiny star. I don't know how
up
to get up there.
There.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm going to assume I can get up there like this.
Yep. You can. Boom. And now, yeah, well, that's a tiny barrel. Actually, go over here to the right. Yeah, that's
okay.
Your switching
here
barrel.
Here we go.
See, there's more crystals that you can get there.
Oh, okay.
So you want to be tiny.
Be tiny.
Proceed to the R&D room where steam comes out of the floor. Is that where we are?
R&D room?
R&D? I don't know. Where does steam come out of the floor? Like, it should be over here somewhere, but...
No idea.
Go right. Go right there.
Right here?
Yeah. Yeah, follow these purple bananas. Those are Tiny's bananas. You want the purple ones. I don't know. I'm just guessing we go this way. I really have no idea. Is this the R&D room?
Fuck if I know, man.
Doesn't look like it, but... I don't know. Go down there. See what's down there.
Doesn't guide you to the R&D room?
I mean... Get step on that three also. Just so we there we go. I have no idea where we are or what's happening. I feel like we're the wrong character down here. Oh, there is a barrel though. Oh, see, look, get that purple barrel. What is this? What is that? Oh, this is Snide's HQ. Don't go in there yet. We haven't got any blueprints. Okay, so we need to go into the R&D room.
That means nothing to me.
We need to reach a room with a TV screen on the wall.
The TV screen.
Yeah, I think you need to go back up this thing. I think we went the wrong way. The platforming is a little wonky. It's actually really hard to judge where the thing you need to grab onto is. I struggle the most with it when, like, you need to do vine swinging, and and the vine, the first vine you have to grab is always the hardest one. Like, because the rest are easy. Once you're on a vine, it swings you automatically. This, we're in the right spot. I think you actually want to go back up where you were. Right? Oh, well, get these coins for sure.
This will not take me to...
isn't this the beginning of the level? Yes, it is.
Oh.
So you need to go back. You need to go right. It says, at the beginning, take the right tunnel and continue to the testing department. Oh, maybe we need to keep going straight? No?
There's nowhere...
Well, get those coins. Sorry, I've discovered those coins are super important, and missing them sucks. So, okay.
What does
so,
this say? Testing department.
Testing I department. Think. Okay, continue to the testing department.
Okay.
Then proceed to the R&D room, which must be somewhere. I don't know. There must be a door in here that leads to the R&D room. What's up those stairs?
Good question.
Green, that's Chunky's barrel guy. Or blueprint guy. There's glass there.
Donkey.
Oh, that's the Donkey Arcade. Interesting. Yeah. I do not know where the R&D room is, but maybe it's up here. It's like, what kind of hit detection was that?
I know. You were
fucking
like,
standing.
Come on.
Ah, God, see? Damn it. And like, you can't just jump up there. Like, what the fuck? Oh, man, that was slick AF, Trick. You did a cool move. Step on that platform. Just so it activates. There we go. That doesn't seem like the R&D room. I don't know.
That's
where steam comes out of the floor.
Where steam comes out of the floor.
Oh, R&D, oh, R&D right
there.
Here
we go.
Sweet.
Okay. Now what?
Okay, now go the right path and enter the door.
Grab the fucking thing and climb,
grab the
you
pole.
Little girl.
Grab the pole and climb. Oh!
God damn it.
There is fall damage, FYI.
Yeah, I just learned
discovered that. Discovered that. Cool. Okay, you've made it. Okay, here we go.
R&D.
We're in the R&D room. Right. Go right. Go
right.
To the right path and enter the door.
Right path.
That's got to be right here. Yep.
That'd be this door
enter
right here.
Enter the door. Follow the purple bananas through this pretty long tunnel until you reach a room with TV screens on the wall.
Get out of my way, fucking
don't worry about that
toy.
Guy, yeah. Here's a tiny barrel. Enter that. Enter that barrel and go through that door with the rare symbol. And you're at slot car.
All right.
I believe. I mean.
Oh, look how mini bitty.
Yeah, you're so tiny. Yay. Yeah, tiny turns tiny. Oh, and then I guess you got to do something in here. Probably just keep going and enter that. Yeah. There we okay. go. Okay. There's another right. door. They make you do it
I'm
twice.
Try this out.
What do we at time-wise here? Oh, my God. We're at an hour.
Really, I know. I just really wanted to play this one.
It looks sweet as fuck. I actually wanted you to play a minecart level.
Try
which
pressing
this
Z
is going
to
be similar.
Up and use
to change lanes, press A to cheat.
A to cheat?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either. See, this game is a hard game for the podcast. Like, you actually need to put time into this game, you know, like, which we don't often do, but, you know, we don't put any time into any game. You got to get those coins, though. I bet, what did they say? Or is this a race, or do you need
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I'm racing a dude.
Oh, you're racing a dude. Okay. Like, the minecart level was actually kind of tough. The first one I did with Diddy... oh my God. Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, you get the DK things and you speed up.
Yeah.
You want the DK things.
I know, but they're always like right around a freaking corner.
Yeah, that you don't
so
know what lane to be
I
in.
I can't see them in time.
Oh, you're crushing it now though, Drake. Oh my God, yes.
Missed that one.
Yeah, that's one. Fuck that guy. Why is he so fast?
don't know.
Like, this seems like a level you have to memorize before you can actually beat it. I don't know.
It's hard to say, man.
It is hard to say. Can you get in front of him?
Oh.
Oh, that, you fucked that, him up.
Yeah, but I fucked myself up, too.
Whatever. Fuck that. Let's just say fuck a bunch of times. What was that?
There's like these little bombs.
Oh,
the
TNT barrels. Yeah. Oh,
and I keep hitting them now. Oh,
bad luck.
Bad
luck, bro.
He crossed the finish line
last
first.
Last place.
Well, I mean, second place.
Second place is pretty good. 2 out of 2. Not too shabby.
Too slow, Tiny. Shabby. I'm still the king of this track. Well, fuck you, race car man.
Can I try once?
Yeah.
Just once, just to see. I'm going to fail miserably. How do you do it? I don't even remember.
I'll press Z.
Oh, okay.
To go faster.
Oh, yep.
And
okay.
You gotta get the boost.
Don't hit
things.
The bombs. I'm already fucked. Also, don't stay in one lane, which is what.
Yeah,
I'm
you got to keep switching because these fucking things are all over the place.
They are all over the place. Oh, I'm hitting them accidentally.
Yeah, that's mostly what I did. When I hit
this
them.
Guy, just stays with you. What
I know
the fuck
he really
is that?
Does.
Oh, I thought I was in the right lane for that
one. I know.
One.
Sometimes also the angle, it's hard to tell exactly what lane you want to be in.
It really is. Oh, shit. I was in the right lane.
I did that so many times, too. You ducked out of the lane
at
the
last
second.
At
the last
second.
To miss
Fuck.
The DK thing.
Ah, they do. They're all around corners, and it doesn't. Oh, yeah. That guy. Fuck you.
Yeah. He'll hit the bomb things, too, on his own. So he'll give you a chance.
Oh, I missed the goddamn thing.
Wow, he's just hitting all these
he
fucking
bombs. He sucks. Nah, oh, am I going to do it? No, I don't think so. Oh, I hit a bomb. That's got to be it, right?
No, it's okay. You got...
I don't know where I am compared to...
I don't know where the finish line is because it doesn't seem to be marked on the map up top, which I didn't know was there when I was playing.
Oh, I miss it. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Right
I was
there.
1 inch away.
You just did. Hey, if you hadn't hit that bomb,
all right,
you
well,
one.
I mean, that was fun. I don't know. Are we done? I think we got to
be
done.
I think we're done.
All right. Well, let's let's move on. It's time for final shots for final thoughts. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Ooh, boy.
All right.
Yeah, that's how you know you're alive right there. Ooh, that whiskey. Okay. Final shots for final thoughts. Here we go, Drake. How many Chunky Kongs out of 10 do you give Donkey Kong 64?
Oh, man.
For the N64.
It's hard to say. You played it a lot more.
I did.
It's again, like I think I said last week, it's just...
It's so hard to play this
it's
quickly.
It's hard to, yeah. It's
although
coming in and just playing for a brief snippet and stuff, it's convoluted and there's so many.
There's so much going on.
It doesn't really tell you where to go and what to do to be getting these bananas.
Does if you like those right. Wrinkly Kong things outside the level give you hints about where to get bananas in the level. But there's one hint per Kong and there's 5 bananas per Kong.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't really tell you that much. Although you do from that first level, the Jungle Japes level, it tells you sort of what you have to do. Like in each level there's a blueprint you have to find, you know? So that'll be one of the bananas for sure, you know? So you just have to find the enemy you have to kill. In that first level, there was a bunch of banana. Each Kong had a banana where you hit a switch. I got the hiccups. You hit a switch, and then you had a certain amount of time to get to the banana. Like, it was revealed somewhere, and then you had to get there. Chunky's was by far the hardest because he's slow as fuck. But I'm not sure that's a mechanic in every level.
Okay.
That was for the first level at least. But then there was like, you know, specific things that you had to do, you know, like I don't know, in that first level, you have to unlock this area with Tiny Kong and then her barrel's right there and you have to go into this little place, you know, and do this thing. Like it's pretty straightforward once you start playing it, but it is convoluted really quickly. You know, yeah. Like, I don't know. There's a lot
which
going
I think
on.
Is why, yeah, like I think I said last week, the first time I ever played this game, I turned it on for 5 or 10 minutes, couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on and what to do, and I just turned it off and played something better.
Yeah. I don't know. I actually played it this week, I had a lot of fun.
I mean, I know some people really love this game, but I also know a lot of people don't like this
game.
That
is correct. I mean, this is a polarizing game. It is a collect-a-thon for sure.
Oh, hardcore.
I mean, that's all you're doing is collecting stuff, but there's still some challenge to it.
Right.
I mean, like, that level we just played is kind of hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some bonus levels. Swimming is particularly difficult in the game. Just the controls are wonky.
Yeah.
So I
not
did discover
the same
though
as Donkey Kong Country, where swimming levels are it's one of the only games where like yes, underwater world.
Yes, which is sweet. Right. That is actually unique to Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
Like the water levels are super fun to play.
That's kind of what everybody says about that. Yeah. Everyone hates water levels and everything except Donkey Kong Country.
Yep. But yeah, they're and it's also because the music is so good. The
music's fantastic in those levels.
But swimming in Donkey Kong 64 is tough.
I
figured out
a little bit last week.
There was
weird.
There was one banana I had to get with Tiny or with someone. I don't remember. Where it's like a bonus level, and you have to get 8 coins that are in this barrel that's filled with water, and you have to swim around the whole barrel to get them. I discovered if you press A, you do like a fast swim, but if you press B, you do like a little like boop, 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 like a little like precision swim, you know? So like I had to figure, I was like, oh, you can't just mash A and get all the things. You have to precision swim to get these things. Like, and I eventually got it, but it was kind of tough. I don't know. So, yeah, anyway, how many Chunky Kongs?
I'm going to give it, like, I can see that I could have fun with it if I played more. But as for just my first little bit of playing it and it being convoluted and confusing to me, I'm going to give it a
6.5. 6.5. That is lower than I'm going to give it. I'm actually going to give this.
You spent some time with it.
I've spent some time with it and have had fun. I'm going to give it an 8.5. Not quite a 9, but I don't know. Better than an 8. It's a good game. It is fun. I really enjoy it. It's what I actually do like about it, and which doesn't come through on the podcast here, is the exploring you have to do. You have to like explore the whole level and be like, oh, if I use Lanky Kong here and do this move, I can get up there and that'll get me, you know, like, I don't know. There's like,
yeah, I'm sure I would appreciate it more. Maybe if I played it more, maybe I should. I think I have this at home.
If you don't have it, I think I have 2 copies.
I'm fairly certain we have a copy.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah, we had a copy. Yeah, she knows this game and she hates it.
She hates it. Okay. Well, I don't know. I liked it a lot. I think having just played it on the podcast, probably would have rated it about what you did, but having put some time into it so we could play it again on the podcast, I really enjoy it. I don't know. It's very fun. And I actually do remember, like, I had this game, you know, as a junior high kid or whatever, or a high schooler. I don't know when I had this game. Whenever, the mid-90s, whatever I was then.
It came out in 1999.
99, so we were in ninth grade when this came out. But, which is sweet for us. Our grade always matched the end of the year, you know? So 98, 99 meant we were in ninth grade.
Or just starting 10th grade.
Or, but 99, 2000...
Yes,
you know,
but I mean in 1999 then, actually when this came out, it came out, we were in 10th grade because it was November.
Oh, then yes, we were in 10th
grade. We had just started 10th
grade. Okay, so we were in high school.
We just started high school.
Yep. Yeah, our high school revelers was a little, we went to junior high and senior high, which is a little different than middle school and high school.
So we had elementary school through 6th grade, junior high, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then high school, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Yep, so... I don't know. I don't know why.
Which I don't think it is anymore, though.
Really?
I think, like, I'm pretty sure it's Osseo Middle School now.
Oh, and not Osseo Junior High?
I want to say it's, like, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, and I think high school is even maybe 9th, 10th, 11th.
That actually blows
my mind. I want to say I remember hearing that.
So it's high school 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th?
I think so.
Woo! That seems crazy. I remember being a ninth grader and being like, we are the kings of this school.
I guess I feel like I never remember hearing that our high school became that, but I swear I remember that.
It would have to go along with that.
And I swear I remember hearing that Osseo Junior High became middle school.
Interesting. Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, anyway.
That's our education history.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely played this game in high school then, and I had a blast with it. Even back then, I also remember it being super satisfying to figure out what to do. You know, like, because it doesn't tell you, and like once you were like, oh, I have to do this and I'll get a banana, yes, like I don't know, I just remember feeling satisfied by this game. I don't know, fun game though overall. 8.5 I'm giving it.
All right,
I really enjoy this. It's also very, it's surprisingly spooky. I don't know, it feels like this should be a colorful, bright game, but it is not. It is actually very dark. In fact,
a little dark. I don't care for fully the aesthetic.
I'm not sure that was the right choice. Like, it should be bright and colorful, but also Mario's bright and colorful, so like maybe they were just trying to be different. But
yes,
I don't know. But I think they went not in the right direction.
Yeah, a little too dark.
Yeah. But
I don't know that it's spooky. It's just the aesthetic.
The aesthetic. And the music is a little spooky sometimes. Yeah. But also, overall, I really enjoy the music, as it turns out. Yeah. And there is some serious throwbacks to DK's Donkey Kong Country. Like, the Jungle Japes theme is from Donkey Kong Country. You know, I don't know. Anyway, Drake, what did other people think about this game?
Well, I did find... apparently, I forgot that I have two reviews that I found on Amazon. I remember I was looking through them, and I don't know, 95% of all reviews on there were, it didn't come with the expansion pack, and I didn't know I need some expansion pack thing. Like, every negative review or anything was, I didn't know I needed something called an expansion pack to play this game,
which is unfortunate.
Or people that were like, it said it came with the expansion pack but it didn't, so I can't play the game.
Like, did you have the expansion pack?
I don't think I ever had one.
I had it because of Donkey Kong 64, but it didn't come with Majora's Mask. Right. If you just bought Majora's Mask, you had to buy an expansion pack, which was probably $30 or something.
I don't think I ever had an expansion pack.
I had it only because I had Donkey Kong 64, you know? I don't know. But I also, obviously, I have an original copy of the game because they say hell. In the DK rap.
In the DK rap.
They say he's one hell of a guy.
Yeah, it was later changed to heck.
Yep. Because apparently hell's a bad word.
Yeah.
Don't say hell, cads.
I don't know
what that was.
I have two reviews, one real short and this one first though.
All right.
It's titled "What a Waste of Money," and I disagree with everything he says here basically. But he says, "I'm a longtime fan of Donkey Kong. I love the Super Nintendo games of Donkey Kong." I mean, I agree with that obviously. And when I saw the previews, let's not start that again. I love the Super Nintendo games of Donkey Kong, and when I saw the previews on TV for Donkey Kong 64, I figured the game would be great. Boy, was I wrong. I noticed one thing about every game from Nintendo 64 that is not a sports game. They are all the same. Play Mario 64, then Banjo-Kazooie. Notice something very similar? They, as well as Donkey Kong, you do the same moves in similar backgrounds, and everything N64 has released is the same game with different characters and titles. Instead of getting a new game. Come on, people. This is the same stuff. But the graphics were good. Two stars.
But that's the...
I mean, he's not completely wrong.
That sounds like a review from like a 13-year-old kid in today's day and age.
It was written in 2000, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a year after the game came out. Yeah. All right. So maybe not. But like... Yeah, they are all the same game, but they didn't know how to make 3D platforms.
Right,
then,
they were just,
you know,
learning.
Like, they were,
so I guess
all,
I don't
of course
fully
they were
disagree
all the same.
With them.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then this one is titled Sad for Being Donkey Kong. And this one maybe was written by a 13-year-old or something.
Okay.
Just the way, or I guess there's just one part where he or she makes it kind of confusing. I thought this game was going to be fun. I gave it 2 stars because the graphics were okay, but it is hard to know where you are going. True.
That is correct.
This game is confusing. Maybe it is for 12-year-olds because my little sister could play it better than me. Mario rules.
That's the greatest 2 stars. That's the greatest review I've ever heard.
Like, I don't know if he's saying
my little sister could play it better than me.
Yeah,
so Mario
he's
rules.
Saying he it's confusing for 12-year-olds.
That
and
seems
he is
right.
12. For some reason, when I read it, I was like thinking it was supposed to be saying maybe it makes sense for 12-year-olds because my little sister could play it better than me. But I think he's saying it's confusing for 12-year-olds because his little sister can play it better.
And his little
and
sister
his little
is
sister
probably
must
like
be
six.
Like 7 or 8.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Who knows? But Mario rules. All in caps, exclamation mark.
Mario rules! Yeah!
But yeah, everything else was...
That's how you end an argument when you're a kid.
Mario rules.
Mario rules! Like, you just like... You say whatever you got to say, and then you make another completely unrelated statement.
Yeah.
But you have confidence behind it.
But professional reviewers seem to dig it. Metacritic, it's got a 90 out of 100.
It has 90 out of 100 apparently. On Metacritic? I mean, honestly, this is a fun game.
IGN
really like
gave
it
a 9. GameSpot a 9.
See?
It says, yeah, Donkey Kong 64 received critical acclaim. It was the Nintendo 64's top seller during the 1999 holiday season and Nintendo's chief defense against competitor Sega's introduction of its Dreamcast console, which released
$9,999. Damn. I mean, let's if I had any beer left, I would pour one out for the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast was a sweet-ass system.
It was ahead of its time.
It was ahead of its time. It was fucking sweet. In fact... We do not have a Dreamcast.
I know.
We need to play some Dreamcast games on this podcast. I'm gonna buy one. For the
I know
like,
I keep wanting to
time.
I keep wanting to find a Saturn.
A Saturn. We gotta get a Saturn.
They're more expensive than I kind of want to spend.
I know.
On one.
It costs like $300. Like you're gonna pay.
No, you can get one for. I mean. $150 or so.
$150. Okay, but games are about $100 each. Mm. You know, like they're. It's tough. The Saturn is a tough system to collect for because nobody had one.
Such a rare thing.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody had one and nobody still has one. You know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe they'll make a Saturn Mini someday.
There you go.
We can only hope.
But yeah, people liked the game.
People liked it. Great.
I think it's okay.
If the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Donkey Kong 64, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Trick?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry at gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, Revelers, this is a plea. This is a straight up plea from your boy Earl over here. We need discussion questions.
I know. I should have asked Brandon for one earlier. I was chatting.
Were
with
you
him
chatting
on,
with Brandon?
On Facebook Messenger.
Brandon, brah. Lamont. Fucking anybody that's ever contacted us. Anybody who hasn't ever contacted us. We need some discussion questions, bros. And broettes. I don't know. I'm trying to be equitable.
I think bro is gender neutral.
Bro is gender neutral. Listen, bruh.
I mean, to bros. Me it is. I don't know. Some people maybe would disagree.
Yeah.
But much like dude.
Dude is also
definitely
genderless.
Gender neutral.
It's genderless. Yeah. Dude is everybody.
You're all my dudes.
Hey, so dudes, listen up. Fucking send us some discussion questions. Please.
Please.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Literally
here.
About anything.
Yeah, about anything. It doesn't even have to be about old video games.
We prefer it not be about video
games. Yeah, like it could just be about whatever. I mean, The best one I think we ever had was, what two liquids would you shoot? If you could shoot a liquid from each hand, what would it be? You know, like
gravy.
Gravy and Monster. I stand by my choice, Jerick. I stand by my choice.
You're a terrible human being.
I am, but I love myself. But yeah, I would still shoot gravy and Monster out of each
fair.
Of my hands.
That's fair.
Anyway, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would really appreciate it. Or Apple Podcasts.
Probably
or,
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, whatever.
No one knows. We don't know how this shit works.
It's only been 224 episodes.
Nobody knows how podcasts work.
I think that's about it, though.
That is.
You want to take us out, Drake?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, primates.
Nah, game on, primates. I don't know why I did a bunch of this.
Friendly.